At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright in here with you this morning. Sue Thomas will be along shortly with more on your morning commute. Roads were a little damp in some spots out there this morning from that rain yesterday. It looks like we're going to be okay for the most part today. It should be a pretty good-looking weekend, I think. And it's in the 50s out there.
Yeah,
right
50s
now.
Right now, but then we're warming up to, in some cases, the upper 80s. Later on this weekend.
Sweet. Just what we wanted for the weekend. We can get out and get grass mowed and get things done.
Just what you wanted.
Yes,
grass.
Just what I was hoping for. You know what? I caught myself going down a rabbit hole on Facebook the other day. I saw an ad for one of those lawnmowers. It's like a Roomba, except it's for cutting grass.
And it just mows the lawn itself?
Yes.
Yeah, they're robots. My neighbor's got one.
How much do those cost?
About $1,000. Well, I don't know.
I thought if you're using that for a long time and it mowed the lawn.
But does it work? Are they
works.
You can't bag with it. If the one I looked at, you couldn't bag the grass. So you would ultimately get hay if you let it go a little bit too long. And I had to ask myself, am I going to drop $1,000 on this when I'm too cheap to hire somebody to mow it to begin with?
Yeah, but
I decided no.
If you're paying somebody, let's say, what, $40 to $50
yeah.
to mow the lawn, that
but
does.
But I don't.
Well, but that would add up.
Yet.
Now, the only thing is some people are very particular about creating those really nice looking lines on your yard, and they have to go a certain direction, and I've heard there's a science to it. So maybe people who are in that camp would not like this, unless you could get it to program it or something like that to do the lines.
Yeah, you can
save a lot of time.
I don't know what all the possibilities are. I know I was intrigued by it, and now my Facebook feed is filled with ads for automatic lawnmowers.
Are you sure you don't want the lawnmower?
Come on, you should look at this brand. Like, all these different brands are now targeting me because I looked at a
so annoying
an electric
how it does
lawnmower.
That.
Oh, I know.
It's funny because you go by it, and like our neighbors, it's just a thing out there, like just mowing his lawn. Nobody's out
That's
there with
weird.
It. It does it by GPS.
Does it look like a lawnmower?
A little bit smaller, but yeah.
Without a handle on
right.
it. Like, it just looks like it's a little bit taller because it's got the computer on it or whatever that it uses to map. And off it goes, right? It just, you can draw the lines for it. It knows where the boundaries are. It goes around trees. I mean,
my husband loves this. It's a big old process to mow that lawn. I've done it before.
I know.
And then you have to edge and all those things.
$1,000.
It doesn't edge and stuff. It just mows. That's it.
It just mows.
You should up the game and have it edge too.
I don't know how they do that. How would you do that?
What's that?
How would you make it? You could make it edge for you and all that.
I mean, maybe.
Send people to outer space. If Gail King is an astronaut, you can make a robot edge for you.
You just need to hire somebody at that point, I think, yeah. Which is what the argument somebody will make to me, for sure. All right, big day. How about that? Just a matter of hours. This time yesterday morning, we're telling you, you know, these courts have overstepped their bounds again. They're trying to dictate whether Donald Trump can do tariffs. And it took about 4 hours for a U.S. appeals court to stay that ruling and say, no, you go ahead and do the tariffs while we examine this. But it's stupid for three people on a court, a trade court, to suddenly decide they can overrule presidential powers granted to the president by Congress. Silly. It's just silly season is what it is. And we'll talk about that a little bit more this morning. But a huge win for the administration as they continue to negotiate with all of these countries. Coming up, we're going to talk about a number of things. In fact, the fact that President Trump is talking about taking some of the money that we now send to private universities like Harvard that the vast majority of us would never have had a chance to attend. But in large part because, well, money, probably. Second large part because they give 30% of their student slots to foreigners, right? Who because they make more money selling the slots to people from foreign countries. And yet the United States taxpayer subsidizes them. Why? And the president's talked about taking some of that money and distributing it to United States colleges that do vocational training. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, St. Charles Community College has a brand new program that they're just about to kick off. I got a flyer in the mail. I brought it in for Kim this morning because she doesn't check her mail. And and it's a beautiful flyer, but it's talking about their brand new program that starts
nice.
In the fall,
the new
right?
trade school. They're calling it the Regional Workforce Innovation Center.
Welding, HVAC, all of these plumbing jobs that are out there that need to be filled. And why are we not putting more emphasis on that for kids that, you know, a lot of kids don't want to go get a four-year degree, and so much of what they feed you at these universities is just garbage that you're never going to use. I think it's a great idea. So we're going to talk to one of the provosts from St. Charles Community College coming up here at about 6:22 this morning. We got Congressman Eric Burleson on a little later. We're going to get to all of that for you this morning on a Friday morning because everybody's in a good mood on Friday. And I even brought donuts
in. I see that. I wondered if that's what that was. Thank you.
I thought she's perked up a little bit when I came in here with that. Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
There's no DNA. There's no audio. There's no fingerprints. There's no suspects. There's no accomplices. There's no tips. There is nothing. If you have it, I'm happy to see it. There's video clear as day. He's the only person in there and the only person coming out. You can see it.
Yep. Dan Bongino is like, listen, man, sometimes I miss being a radio talk show host because when you get behind the scenes, man, it's ugly. I just got to tell you. But I will tell you one thing. I've seen the video and there was nobody else in the cell when Epstein killed himself. Still doesn't answer the question as to why nobody else.
Local law enforcement, for some reason, does not want to prosecute and release him. We're there to get him, and we'll hold him in detention. We'll hold him without bond and remove him.
Did you hear the story of that U.S. military cadet killed over the Memorial Day weekend by two illegals who snuck in here under Joe Biden and were never held accountable? Guess what? That was Tom Holman. We had him on the air yesterday, and he says we're going after him if the state officials don't.
Who was giving the directive to sign these? If everyone says it was Joe Biden, then I'm certainly open to bring him in. Wherever the trail leads is where we're going to bring him in.
Wow. James Comer saying we've got a few questions, and we might try to subpoena Joe Biden himself if we have to. Now, I think that's probably a dead end because he's a very confused old man who couldn't answer questions to a federal prosecutor and at this point is probably useless to come.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Congress.
The city of St. Louis still saw the largest population loss for the entire state of Missouri.
Yeah. There's Channel 4 reporting yesterday on the dramatic population loss again in the city. I'm sure, you know, there'll be lots of apologists out there as to why that's happening. They used to blame white flight. They'd blame a lot of things instead of their own ridiculous policies of trying to tax people to death and people wanting to move away from crime problems and all of that. Kim, did you see that report from Channel 4?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm not surprised at all about St. Louis City, but what was surprising was the fact that the communities like Chesterfield, Baldwin, Maryland Heights, they're also among the top 10 cities losing population.
Well, you know, I listened to the report, and I listened to the city manager out there. I think it was in Chesterfield.
In Chesterfield, that's correct.
That they played the bite from. And, you know, he makes a good point in that in terms of attracting new people, large parts of places like Chesterfield and others are a little landlocked when it comes to new developments and new vast neighborhoods that they're building in St. Charles County and all of that. What nobody wants to address is the elephant in the room, because I am a living, walking, breathing example of somebody who just fled St. Louis County last year. I moved from St. Louis County, and I lived in Wildwood, and I enjoyed living in Wildwood for 25 years. What I started to realize is that I didn't enjoy living in a blue county. I didn't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy living in a place where my vote for county executive hasn't counted since 1988. And the people with the majority in St. Louis County reelected tyrant Sam Page, who would turn around and do the same thing to you. I could use a prison reference here, but I won't. If COVID or something like it happens again, he will strip you of your rights as a business owner, as a human being, as a student, just like he did before. And yet they've reelected him to office. And guess what? He's running for office again. They may reelect him again. I looked at the school board races in St. Louis County. St. Louis County has lost. You've lost to the left-wing progressives in St. Louis County. And just like in the city, I would argue that more than lack of available new homes or whatever is what's spurring people to get the hell out of there and move to counties like Franklin County and St. Charles County and Jefferson County, where you still have a chance of having some say in how government is operated. I'm a living example of that. I happily moved to St. Charles County and now live out near O'Fallon. So I'm one of the people represented in the census data shift. And I don't think there's any surprise. It's not brain surgery as to why people are getting the hell out of St. Louis County. Their taxes are high. They're only going to go higher. You've got people like Sam Page wanting to build a Taj Mahal of county government when they could stay in the building they're in a hell of a lot cheaper than doing that. But that's not part of the discussion. So when common sense flees politics, the population flees that area, and that's what's happened in the city, and now it's what's starting to happen in St. Louis County, I would argue, more so than anything directly against the city of Chesterfield or Baldwin or Manchester, which they kind of singled out in that report. All right, it's Friday morning. Let's get to our national anthem, please.
Been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have. We would have never found this out, Pam. They're taking $5 billion, and I'd rather see that money go to trade schools. And by the way, they're totally anti-Semitic at Harvard, as you know, and some other colleges too. In all fairness to them. And it's been exposed, very exposed. And I think they're dealing very badly. Every time they fight, they lose another $250 million. Yesterday, we found another $100 million.
Yeah, President Trump talking about this Harvard situation. I mean, good for him. Now, Harvard's kind of being made an example of here. And there are a lot of angry people out there, a lot of former Harvard. I saw one Harvard professor yesterday who claimed this is the beginning of a dictatorship. How can he tell a private college what to do? Well, you know, I'm sorry, but if I have no control over you, but you're coming to me all the time wanting my money, then guess what? I'm going to exert some control over you.
Yeah, I don't think he should be able to tell a private university what to do only if they are not receiving federal money.
Correct.
Then they should be able to do whatever they want. I mean, maybe not whatever they want, but more or less. Very different when they're receiving. How much money are they receiving from the? I mean, it's a stupid amount.
billions.
When I heard it, I fell over.
And they've got billions in an endowment, yeah. And I know there's some restrictions on that. But, you know, the point needs to be made that you can't thumb your nose at discrimination. You can't be allowed, that can't be allowed to exist. Now, everybody listening to me, I know, saw this. When they dragged those college presidents before Congress, and you could listen to each one of them completely out of touch, and you know exactly what the answer would have been if protests were being held, and as black people walked onto the campus, they were being harassed and name called and intimidated. The National Guard would have been sent in, like Kent State, to shut that crap down that minute. But because the discrimination is targeting Jewish students, well, that's different. You can't play the game that way. And the president's saying, if you're going to ignore this rampant anti-Semitism that's taking place on your campus because 98.72%, I just made that up, of your professors are hard left progressives who identify with the pro-Hamas wing, then we're going to cut off your supply of funds. We will help you correct if you will not self-correct. And if you don't self-correct, we're not giving you any more taxpayer money to operate as an institution that discriminates against Jews. We're not going to do it, because we wouldn't do it if you were discriminating against blacks. And the Supreme Court smacked you down for discriminating against Asians with your DEI admissions policies. And they still tried to find a way around that. So you see, the problem is much bigger here than whether or not Donald Trump can tell Harvard what to do. The message is a shot across the bow to these progressive academics out there who seem to think they can thumb their nose as long as it's something they politically believe in. They can thumb their nose at the federal government. Well, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. They would have been the first hippies out there protesting if this had to do anything with race.
It seems like things have been pretty quiet at Columbia University ever since this all ramped up with Harvard, and that's exactly what needed to happen. The message is clear. Right. You do this, we have plenty of things we can do to make it very difficult for you.
But Harvard thumbed their nose at DJT, and that is never a good idea. So now we'll see if we can't just make a little bit of an example out of you. How about that? All right, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim coming up here on your Friday morning. Hang on.
Kim on a Whim.
It's kind of crazy to think that June already starts on Sunday.
Wow.
May, which is one of my favorite months, just flew by. That's how it works. The months that we want to go by really quickly, like January and February, they move along like molasses. And then the great months like May, you know, just you blink and it's over.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, the start of June means we're about to start seeing pride flags everywhere. It is Pride Month, June. And I was just reporting this morning how St. Louis County Executive Sam Page will be out at, I guess it's Memorial Park, at 9 o'clock this morning with some other county employees to start displaying pride flags.
Today?
Today.
But it didn't start till Sunday.
Well, I guess the ceremony is today.
Is it a month and a half?
Well, no, we're only a couple days out from June.
I know.
They have to make sure the flags are up before. And I mean, remember, Mark, when we were driving, obviously our studio is downtown St. Louis, and we would see the pride flag. I think it was raised up higher than the American flag.
It was last year. You're right. It was above. I think it was above the city flag. I can't remember.
I don't remember, but I do recall it being the top flag and thinking that was an interesting choice. And I'm curious to see what happens now under Kara Spencer's leadership. Because that, yeah, I feel the same way.
It's coming.
That would have been under Tashara Jones.
those two people are cut from the same cloth when it comes to politics and, you know, having to support any movement that comes along. I mean, it's just crazy. Why do you need a month for that recognition? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with a day?
You know, I have friends, and I would agree with this. I mean, my son's only two, but I have friends who love taking their kids to the library. And so many of these public libraries across our community will just plaster it all over the place. And it, it makes you feel like if you don't want your kids exposed to that, that you can't take your...
Right.
They've actually made the decision they will not take their kids to the public libraries for the month of June just because they don't want their kids exposed to that.
I think it's a fair point. I don't care what you do in your bedroom, right? I have no control over that. I do have control over how my kids are exposed to it, and that's something that this month completely ignores. This month is about taking the fact that you like to sleep with members of the same sex or people who don't know what sex they are and rub it in the noses of everybody for 30 days. I just don't need that. There's no reason for it except to irritate people. I think at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You could call it a celebration if you want. You could celebrate it in one day and then just stop.
It's funny seeing some of the articles from TV stations, not just TV stations, but just media outlets across the country. Now, with the Trump administration in power, here, for example, is a TV station out of New York that says, this is the first line of their article. It says, June is Pride Month and a big celebration is planned in Watertown. Organizers say this year's event will show the community is proud at a time when LGBTQ people are feeling isolated and stigmatized
why is
by
that?
The federal government.
Oh, are they stigmatized? And why is that? Because we don't think men should compete in women's sports. You're stigmatized by that. Tell me one right you've lost since Donald Trump got elected would be my complaint. I'm afraid to drive. I heard this secondhand the other day from a conversation somebody was having who identifies as LGBTQ. Is afraid to drive and be pulled over or feels like they're harassed in parts of West St. Louis County because they're gay. Well, really? When is the last time that was an issue? Show me that statistic, please. It's just not a thing anymore. And the fact that you still have to do this for a whole month, and the fact that we put up with it. I wonder if could Trump stop that? Can we? I mean, who declared it a month?
Well, there were rumors circulating that Trump had canceled Pride Month, but that has not happened. I'm sure it would still go on. Now, there are changes to some of these celebrations, including St. Louis Pride Fest that's happening in June in St. Louis. So this has been going on for 45 years. Yeah. And for the first time, this annual festival will have an entry fee. They're going to start charging people $10. The parade itself is free, but if you want to attend Pride Fest, it's going to be a $10 entry fee. And organizers are saying, look, we have to do this because some of the major sponsors like Anheuser-Busch, don't you remember? They were pulling back and they were saying, we're not going to be donating this year. And so they lost about $150,000 in sponsorships earlier this year. People were boycotting AB because they were mad that they were discontinuing the
partnership
with Pride Fest.
For AB, that one half of 1% of their drinking population, who's not mostly drinking beer anyway, probably, like Dylan Mulvaney, shouldn't have any big impact on the bottom line, I wouldn't think.
What's also fascinating to me is that the Pride St. Louis president said the money that comes from this ticketing is also going to be used to beef up security and safety at the event. So there's going to be a 6-foot fence that they're going to wrap around the perimeter of the festival grounds, and they're having more law enforcement patrol the event.
It's because they've been harassed. It's a problem this year, but it wasn't a problem last year. So they're suggesting there will be security issues this year because Donald Trump is president, but there weren't last year?
I guess that's what they're trying to suggest.
If there are threats, name them.
The president of Pride St. Louis says that fencing is not a barrier against us. It's to protect us. We just have to make sure we keep our community safe, and we have to make sure that we can protect our festival grounds at night as well. I guess they're worried that all of us who might have an opposition to what they're doing might go and vandalize everything. Because remember, that happens every year, right? All of us crazies go and do that.
Do you have any evidence at all that I would go anywhere near that celebration? So why do you think, where's the threat coming from?
Has that ever happened?
I just don't get it. I'm aware of. I've been covering this story in this town for 30 years. And I don't ever remember a story of
Vandalism?
Well, I don't know, but I can't say vandalism because I do think there were some cars broken into at one of the events one time.
But was that just because you're in the city of St. Louis and they broke into cars? Or was that targeted because people are mad about the LGBTQ celebration?
I don't know. But it's a manufactured story is what it is.
Richie on Facebook makes a very good point. Our veterans get a day and they have an entire month. Well, why don't we have Veterans Month? Instead of Mother's Day or Father's Day, why don't we do Father's Month and Mother's Month?
Grass mower month. Why don't we do that one? Right?
What is grass? What did you say? Grass mowing?
Grass mower month.
We still stuck
Let's
on this.
Let's identify the person who's mowing grass weekly.
Well, maybe that's something that you could start, Mark. I bet there would be a lot of support for that.
I'm just kidding you. I feel discriminated against. Nobody else in my household will mow the grass, so I have to do it. So,
My husband's doing it now. It wouldn't be a good look. The optics wouldn't be great if my husband had his pregnant wife out there mowing the lawn. But I have done that.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
My friend Richie's point, you are absolutely right. Under the last administration, we had people who were allowed to put ropes around statues of Christopher Columbus and drag it to the ground and cancel Christopher Columbus Day and try to replace it with something called Indigenous Peoples Day, which is garbage. One day of the year when you celebrate somebody who played a significant role, you could argue whether or not he was the first to find America, but who played a significant role in the population of what became the greatest country in the history of the world, and yet you want to eliminate that celebration, but you want to force us for 30 straight days to pay attention to LGBTQ-ness, which affects, depending on which statistic you look at, less than 2% of the population of the country. It's silly season. We've devolved into nonsense in this country if this is what we do. Well, I'm sorry. Take a day, take a weekend if you need to, and then let's move on with it.
I think all of you listening who are at least regular listeners know where I stand on this particular issue. I wouldn't even say, okay, you can't have a festival or you can't have a parade. I wouldn't say that because as a Christian, I mean, we don't have a whole month of celebration, but we should be able to do that if we wanted to. So I'm not even saying that. But yeah, it seems like it just goes really overboard. Now, we were talking earlier, that story about the new census data that came out that mentioned how St. Louis City led the way in the state for population decline. And you and I have, I think, similar thoughts on why that might be. My initial thing would be, well, crime. People maybe don't like the politics of the city. They don't like leadership or lack thereof. They don't like the fact that they don't feel safe here anymore in many cases. And so maybe that has something to do with the barriers they're putting up. Maybe it's not as much that they're worried that, us conservatives are going to go there and start vandalizing different parts of this festival, whatever tents or something, whatever they have set up. Maybe it's they're worried about the city and the typical crime. Like you said, the car's broken into.
It's just hate, Kim. Just admit it. Just embrace the hate. You're hateful because you disagree with somebody getting to spend a whole month celebrating this. I'm sorry. It's just weird. It just gets old. And at least we have the freedom to say that it's old.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by that.
You
I'm
have
sorry.
Your freedom to have your festival and to have an entire month.
But
on the flip side of that, we can speak out against it and say we don't stand for this. And I shouldn't have to worry about taking my son to a public place where my tax dollars are going into it, like, say, the library, and feeling like it's just all over the place. Maybe that's being dramatic, but they do definitely put things out to let everyone know that it's Pride Month. I can hear you typing right now.
I'm Googling something. I feel like Shannon Bream yesterday, as we were talking to her, I could hear her typing in the background.
You sound like the lady from The Parent Trap. Remember when she's trying to book the flight for that guy and she's like, hold on, let me see if there's an open flight.
I know. I was trying to look because I saw the billboard the other day for the Cardinals Pride Night. When is that coming up? Cardinals Pride Night 2025.
Now, they in the Cardinals' defense, they do have a Christian night coming up. I think it's either it's June or July.
Friday, June 6th. So this coming
is
next Friday.
Is what Pride?
A week from today is Pride Night at Busch Stadium, just so you know.
Okay, but for those fellow Christians, there is a Christian night at the ballpark too. and I'm trying to look up when that is. So at least they're having both. I assume that's the Cardinals behind it, and it's not like Joy FM. That I mean, I know they're a big part of it, but I don't know if they.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking.
Just
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Prepare yourself to
see. I don't recognize other radio stations.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, we don't acknowledge that.
Oh, shoot. Plus, it's a sign of being the worst driver in St. Louis if you have one of those.
Oh, come on.
One of those stickers on your car. That's my experience.
Mark, I know you brought donuts. Did you also bring some Haterade, or did you already drink that on your way to work today?
I don't know what you're talking about. Speaking of donuts, I think I'll have one. We'll be back in just a minute. What is that song? Well, it sounds familiar.
That's the Strumbellas. They're from Canada.
The Strumbellas.
Yes, sir.
I saw where the Struts are coming back to St. Louis. I saw them and really enjoyed them when they played down here outside of the City Stadium last year.
I've never got to see those.
Oh, you should. Honestly, if you get a chance to go see them.
Yeah, I heard they're really good live.
The front man, the lead singer, he's got this great British accent, and he reminds me of like Davy Jones from the Monkees in how he addresses the crowd. And it was really an enjoyable concert, given the fact that I only knew one of their songs. They did a fantastic job. So I think they're coming back to St. Louis. I don't know details on it, but my friend Joe, who's a big fan, is the one that alerted me to the fact that they're coming back.
That's cool.
Was there a show here last night, do we know, like at Enterprise? Normally, my indication of that is I don't keep track of what's going on over there unless it's a, you know, an aging male rock band that I want to go see. I judge it by how full the parking garage is here at our building, because a lot of people, if they stay downtown, if they're from out of town and they're dumb enough to stay down here at one of these hotels and risk getting their car broken into, they often the valet for one of the local hotels has access to our garage, and they fill up our garage with cars. So I saw a lot of cars down there this morning, and I wondered if maybe
I don't see anything.
I'm laughing because we're the ultimate advocates for St. Louis City. Mark, why don't we do some We should pitch to the city.
We do
some advertisements for them on tourism.
It's smart.
If you're dumb enough to stay in a hotel downtown.
Let me rephrase that. I shouldn't say
please
that.
Come visit St. Louis City. Our population is declining.
If you're dumb enough to park on the street near a hotel in downtown, remember. Kim, right out my window here, I can look over at the city library. One morning, there'd been a big concert down here, and somebody had stayed at the local hotel over here, and they parked their car right down here in front of the city library. And as we looked out the window that morning, we could see the glass all over the ground, all around the truck. Like, they broke out two or three windows, a window on each side at least. There was glass everywhere. And we were here when the owner finally stumbled back downstairs at some point to get to their truck, and they were very angry. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
So let me rephrase that. If you stay downtown for a concert, you drive in from out of town, for God's sake, let them valet park your car so they can at least take it to a garage where it's less likely to be broken into if it's sitting on the street. Happened at a Cardinals game again just the other day. I saw people on Facebook complaining about, you know, tried to go to a game and enjoy myself, come back to find my window smashed out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it happens a lot. But
it does.
Kira Spencer, if you're listening, Mark would be interested in potentially recording some promos
to encourage
people to move to the city.
I can't stop just speaking the truth. And if that pisses people off, I'm sorry. But it's a problem they will not address. It's been going on. I've been working in this town as a reporter since 1993, and we've been covering the car break-in story in the city of St. Louis since then. Now, I understand that police can't be everywhere all the time, but the problem is bigger than that. There's no consequence for the people that do this. Many times they're juveniles. They get their hands slapped and they're released the next day, and then they go back and break into more cars. And until you put a little bit of teeth in the law, and either hold them and or their parents responsible for their actions, which the politicians in this city have proven over the years they are incapable of doing or unwilling to do, you're never going to address that problem. And the problem is so rampant that if it does happen to you and you call 911 and you get put on hold because they don't have enough people to answer the phone down there, you'll eventually be told, oh, I'm sorry, we don't send police out to write reports on that because, in other words, it happens so often,
yeah,
we just can't staff it anymore.
By the way,
so it's more than an irritant. It's something that once it's happened to you once would make you second guess wanting to ever drive your vehicle downtown again.
What happens to all the people in North City who had their homes destroyed by the tornado, didn't have any insurance? Because we know FEMA funds will, in some cases, help at least get a roof on, but that doesn't mean that the rest of their home is really livable if they had so much destruction. Do they just add to the homeless population? Because if they don't have the money to move, what happens? That's what I would be curious to find out.
You were setting me up this morning to be painted as a heartless SOB, but I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. If you choose, and some people do, to live without health insurance, that might pay off for you in the end. You might go years and years without ever having some traumatic incident or surgery that costs you $75,000 in medical bills. You might get lucky. The people that chose to live in the city and not carry home insurance, house insurance, and they've now had their house devastated, guess what? You just lost that gamble. Is that my responsibility? If I'm a taxpayer in the city, which I am, that's a question that's fair to ask without being painted as heartless. I think it's a conversation we have to have. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.